Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to Write Better Now.
Hey, baby.
Shawnee and I are a little alone.
No, don't say Shawnee and I.
We're a little.
You're a little bit cranky.
We're a little bit. So anyways.
Baby, let me just say thank you for all your hard work of putting these podcasts together every week. All I do is talk.
That's all he does.
Make people laugh.
He doesn't.
You do all the technical behind the scenes stuff.
I write them.
All the website stuff. I write the content.
Everywhere.
Except for mine. You do so much work, and I really appreciate it, baby. You are the best woman ever.
He's lying. All right, no. So anyways, this isn't about me, Carrie Jones.
What's
this
it about?
Is about you, writers out there, hopefully listening, one of our three listeners. And we're going to tell you something super important today, and I may be a little bit self-righteous about this because it matters a lot to me. What?
I said,
I know. So
self-righteous. What's the title?
The title is Never Shut Up. You get, except if you're Sean, you get to write your history.
All right, baby.
So, first off, I want you to think about yourself and like what your story is, really. And it's more than that you're a writer. You're a citizen of your community and your country and your world. And you might be a certain race or religion or sex or not. You might have faith. You might have an economic status or a job, and you might have hobbies or traits. What?
Nothing.
You laughing?
No, man.
Oh, don't move.
Sorry, I gotta move.
You just hit the whole podcasting studio.
I hit the whole studio. You mean
which
the
is
desk?
All right. So anyways, and you might, you not Sean, but you the writer might think that you don't have a story. Like, when you see huge events unfolding in the world, like Russia invading Ukraine, let's say.
Right.
And you might think that your voice doesn't matter and that your viewpoint doesn't either. And you might be used to people shouting you down when you say things they might not agree with or they don't want to hear. If you're me, like with my brother. So this week, we wanted to touch on how big events happen and we find them so harrowing. And we think,
who am I to tell this story? I'm not in the Ukraine. I'm not in the front lines of human rights struggles in Texas or Florida or China. I am not this, or I am not that.
But here's the thing. We are all witnesses or witnesses of witnesses. And we are all a part of this world and the moments of this world. And we all get to tell our moments and our stories if we want to. Perspective and voice doesn't just belong to people in power. And it doesn't just belong to people who see, who can testify, and who can witness.
That belongs to
every single one of us. Right?
Yeah.
So in Tell It Slant, Writing and Shaping Creative Nonfiction, Brenda Miller and Susan Puella write,
our role as writers can be that of witness. Think of yourself as a witness, and your writing will take on greater weight and urgency.
And it's really important, I think, to think of that. You're a witness.
Like, that's right.
You're witnessing things. You're witnessing the events of your life and your house and your community and the world right now. Right now. This moment, right? So Daisy Hernandez has a great essay where she comes to terms with her own aversion to that word witness when it comes to literature. Which is, there's like a little bit of a like tussle.
Yeah.
Academic tussle about that word.
Oh, okay.
So she writes,
while it may well be that no book has ever prevented genocide or fascism, we still have a necessity for literature to testify to the political conditions of our lives, not only so that we might have a record of those we have lost, but also that we might have a reason to gather with others to read and to continue resisting.
And she prefers, instead of that word witness, the word testimony. And says,
in contrast to witness, I love the word testimonio. Testimony. I love how it sounds. Serious and engaged, aware of itself. Intentional. It says, I have made a decision and I am here to testify.
Intention is important. Connections are important. And so are authentic narratives. We learn by story, but we also learn how to be human via stories. Connections happen because humanity happens. And even if you think that you're not an important piece to the story that unfolds, you are. We all come through things through our own psychographics and demographics and bubbles and experiences, and each piece and understanding of the stories of our times matter. Sean's just looking at me right now. So, George Sand wrote,
everyone has his own story, and everyone could arouse interest in the romance of his life if he could but comprehend it.
Here's the thing, number one. I should never give Sean a quote that has the word arouse in it.
You are correct.
But now here's the thing, number two. There are enough buttheads out there.
Buttheads.
Buttheads. Buttheads. Herds of buttheads.
That's right.
Out there in the world trying to prevent people from having a voice and trying to keep others from hearing that voice. Right?
Yeah.
It could be a company.
Or government censoring tweets, political statements, even books.
It could be an ideological group banning books.
It could be a sibling shouting at you to shut the hell up when you talk about feminism.
We've had that happen. But you can't. You cannot shut the hell up. As long as you can fight, you fight. As long as you can write, you write. And as long as you survive, you survive. Damn it.
That's right. That's the moment I want to take to bed tonight.
Here's
a couple of exercises adapted from Tell It Slant.
Why'd you do that to me? You just made me gasp.
What event, national or world event, do you remember super well? How did you know about it? Were you there? Where were you when you heard about it? What in your life resonated because of it? Now write about that.
Boom. So, here's the other exercise. What part of you do people think is cool? When you meet people and they're socially aware enough to ask you questions, which is not always, what do they want to know? Now, imagine your life the way someone 200 years in the future would find interesting. What bits of history would they want to know? Write about that.
American University has some great writer as witness texts, but there are so many more. But here is some of the stuff to start you off.
So, some previous writer as witness text include.
Read all these?
I'm just gonna say some. Rising Out of Hatred, The Awakening of a Former White Nationalist by Eli Saslow.
The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History by Elizabeth Colbert.
Strangers in Their Own Land, Anger and Mourning on the American Right by Arlie Russell Horschild.
We gon' be alright. Notes on Race and Resegregation by Jeff Chang.
Notes from No Man's Land by Eula Bliss.
The Good Soldiers by David Finkel.
The Devil's Highway, A True Story by Luis Alberto Aguirre.
Savage Inequalities by Jonathan Kozol.
And there you go. So, you know what? Remember that your story is important too.
That's right.
If you want to write your bit of history, don't undersell who you are.
That's for sure.
Believe in yourself, and your voice and your story matters, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction. And if you're not sure how to get started, use those exercises. And if you're not sure how to get started still, go read some of those texts. We love you.
Love you.
Write well.
Be well. Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So, thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that brings us, folks. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.